talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right now, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage you to download Devil Radio app, Apple, Google, our website. Take Devil Radio and your favorite shows with you. Carry them 24/7. Still a lot more to talk about all over the place. I'll tell you one. One of my least favorite members of Congress is Louie Gohmert. Louie Gohmert is from Texas. He's extremely bad news, and he's bad news in a class of bad news. But he really takes the cake in what he just did. He was questioning a National Forest Service official about climate change. And he said, you know, I don't believe in climate change, but if you believe in climate change, can't the government, can't you, quote, alter the Earth and Moon's orbit to address climate change? This is what the guy said. Alter the Earth and the Moon's orbit. Now, let me give you a peek in. This guy's an idiot, okay? Yeah, no, the National Forest Service can't alter the Moon or the Earth's orbit. And number two, nobody can do it. But here's the deal. And this is not science fiction. We need the moon to survive. When the moon first started to separate from the Earth, you couldn't live on the Earth. There's nothing but tidal waves. The moon is in a sweet spot, a Goldilocks spot. We can survive. A couple hundred thousand years, it drifts away about 2 feet a year. A couple hundred thousand years, it's going to start getting too far away to support life on Earth. Why is that? There's a lot of reasons. You have to have the moon's gravity on Earth to sustain at least our kinds of standard of living. Somebody thousands of years in the future, our descendants, and I'm hoping the United States and liberal democracy, Western civilization continue to be ascendant. Some engineers are going to have to figure out how to keep the moon in an orbit at a certain distance. They're going to have to figure that out. Nobody knows how to do it now, especially Louie Gohmert. And when it comes to Earth's orbit, in a couple of billion years, the sun's going to burn out. And some engineers then, if we're still around a couple of billion years from now, and I hope we are, and I hope the United States is still ascendant in our liberal democracy, they're going to have to figure out how to envelop the Earth in some energy shield and move the Earth, leverage it to another star for warmth for billions of more years. You say this is science fiction? Well, let me tell you something. Yes, it is. It is right now. But this is not what Louie Gohmert was talking about. Louie Gohmert's an idiot. And Louie Gohmert is bad news. He's a Trumper. He's associated with the Oath Keepers. He has no business being in Congress. Lines are lighting up. Go to the lines. Do it in order, as always. First, Mark from the SAC. Thanks for calling, my friend. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Well, first off, I'll ask the question I was, kind of burning in my mind since I heard about the Kurt Bangstedt of Minocqua Brewing Company, another fine support, supporter of Devil's Radio, that apparently he's being sued by the editor of the Lakeland Times or the owner, operator, whatever that guy's name is, of the Lakeland Times because Kurt apparently made some comment that this guy considers disparaging. I thought if you were in a public position like that, that not that the Lakeland Times is any great bastion of any kind of journalism, that you can make comments about someone like that and not because they're in a public position. I mean, that they're, have put themselves in the public like that, and you can, if you think they're a jackass, you can call them a jackass.
Right. Well, here's the law on that, because I practiced in that area for a long time and represent a lot of media. First of all, the Lakeland Times is what's called a public figure. And a public figure, when a public figure sues for libel, they've got to show a couple of things. They've got to show that it was untrue, substantially, that it's not substantially true. In other words, it doesn't have to be completely true. It has to be only substantially true. Second, that it isn't just an opinion. Kurt Bangstedt can give his opinion anything he wants. can call a guy a jackass, and that's fine. Third, if they're a public figure, they have to prove that it was done with malice. Now, malice does not mean, you know, a snarky bad attitude. What it means that he had to say it knowing it was false and deliberately doing it after been informed it was false, or reasonably should have known it was false. So that's why newspapers don't, first of all, newspapers don't sue. But secondly, first of all, whatever it was, I'm with Kurt Bankstad. He's great. First of all, he's entitled to say whatever he wants as an opinion. Second of all, he is entitled to say something that he believes to be accurate, even if it's not. That doesn't matter. It's they're public official. And third, the paper would have to show that, you know, there's no truth to it whatsoever. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. You know what this is? It's a slap suit. Kurt Bankstad, what you do is you get people on the right who will sue people basically to gin up attorney's fees. I want to know who is paying the attorney's fees for that newspaper. Who's paying the attorney's fees for that newspaper? Come clean. Kurt Bankstad's terrific. Contribute to his pack. He's an excellent guy. Going back to the lines, Rocky of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, you brought up the sore spot for probably all Wisconsin, talking about Fox. Why can't we decide that's a good thing that they cleared that out, take it back, turn that into Wisconsin Industrial Terminal? WIT. Why don't we promote wind energy, advanced electronics like Apple or Analog, electric car development, sun energy? Why don't we have a spot in Wisconsin that's close to Chicago, Milwaukee, that's the hub of the Midwest that we've already paid for and cleared out to make it that? That's my question. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty wise. And you know, let me build on that. And I like that a lot. What Rocky is saying is, first of all, this location in Racine County is sort of, is very close to O'Hare Airport and Mitchell Field. Great transportation, very close to the Port of Milwaukee, very close to the port in Chicago. Transportation is key in a lot of industries, especially those industries. A lot of, you know, good rail access, great local place to relocate executives and workers. Wisconsin's a great place to work, good educational system for their friends, good outdoor recreation, you know, good hunting and fishing around the state, boating, hiking, and also very close to Milwaukee. You know, you see the Bucks, the Brewers, great restaurants, great theater and all that. I mean, it's a primo place to be for a lot of reasons. And it's being squandered by this group because Scott Walker got snookered. That's why he got snookered. So what do we do? Yeah, we should take it back, but we're not going to take it back by simply saying, okay, we'll pay them $80 million and they can sit there forever and say, well, you know, we'll make up our mind. How many years are going to take to make up your mind? This thing started in 2017. That's 4 years. How many years are going to take to make up your mind? So that's number one. Number two, Foxconn's not going to turn it over to Apple or anybody else as long as they own it. They're going to say they're going to charge an exorbitant amount and just sit there and collect whatever they're collecting. This is all wrong. It's very wrong. Very, very wrong. Ginned up by Republicans. We need very strong leadership right now to do something about it. My solution right from the start, sue them for breach of contract. They're not creating 13,000 jobs at 53 grand a year and making large screen TVs. They're not making anything. Then they were going to make small screens for phones. Then they were going to make coffee makers, then electric cars. Then they were going to do consulting. Now they're going to do contract manufacturing. Apparently nobody's contracting with them because they don't want them to manufacture their stuff. And what they wanted at one point was, if they're going to do anything for you, they came close to doing a deal with a big Milwaukee company, and they wanted the rights to the Milwaukee company's technology. These are Chinese negotiators. They have to be seen as Chinese negotiators, okay? And they ain't getting anybody's technology, you see? Nobody's going to contract with them because somehow the technology will end up in China. This is absurd. This is Wisconsin. The Republican Party did this. The way to do it, you sue them for breach of contract here in Wisconsin. You get a judgment. As part of your damage, you say, I want all that land back. It wasn't theirs to begin with. And you do exactly what you just said. I'd give the homeowners back their homes or the land that it was on if they want. Of course, now they've been torn down, I think, some of them. But even if they weren't, sort of a weird place to have a house, a huge, you know, kind of industrial area. But let them have them back if they want. And then secondly, absolutely negotiate with Apple. Absolutely negotiate with anybody who's going to need, you know, like a wonderful place next to Milwaukee, Chicago, O'Hare, Mitchell Field, rail lines, a great place to live for all their employees and executives. Right. But that's what it's going to take. And it's going to take, frankly, there is not, look, these people have a history of going to other states and other countries and doing this kind of stuff. And people still voted for Scott Walker. You know, Evers only won, I think, by 30,000 votes. You know, I got a message for Wisconsin. You're free citizens. Do something in your own favor, for your own interest. All right? That's what Fighting Bob La Follette said, and I say it again. That's what you got to do. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.